Good morning, everyone. And yeah, we thought Tater Day couldn't get any bigger, but Drew Williams is here, and he says, girl, we got it going on.
That's funny. Yeah, thank you.
But you do. You've added a new event.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'll get into the new things as we go. But, yeah, we're constantly trying to create new events that then hopefully we'll be able to keep perpetually going throughout the years. And a lot of those things have been successful. And so we're definitely moving forward to kind of stabilize Tater Day and the events and the vending structure and stuff like that. So we'll be able to expand as we keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got new vendors.
Yeah, so this year, I apologize for moving around so many years, but this year the Marshall County Co-op is going to help host our like public vending spaces. So of course we have vending on Main and Poplar, kind of up towards the Court Square to the Five Star, but then behind the Co-op or down that road that's in front of the Co-op, we have they've allowed us to use the space there, and so we currently have 80 additional vendors, I think. Yeah, so and again, that grows, and people can still come and, like, historically they can come and set up and get ready on Tater Day if you haven't applied yet and stuff like that. It's just kind of guaranteeing spots and, you know, for people who are coming. And so we brought 80 kind of local or artisan vendors to the area. So hopefully that'll be nice for everybody. Keep building on that.
Yeah, and it all starts with the Tater Day pageant.
Yeah, so on the 23rd is the Tater Day pageant at North Marshall Middle School. So if you haven't signed up for that, or if you want to participate or go watch it, make sure that you are looking up information for that. It's both on the Tater Day Facebook page as well as I think it's the Tater Day pageant Facebook page. They have all their information and signups there. The pageant starts at 11 a.m. at North Marshall. So if you want to be there to watch or support anybody, that's the time period for that. And then, of course, Casey's Carnival Rides will be here up on the at the park at
Acres
Lovett. That's
starting March 29th.
That's starting March 29th, okay. Yep, on Tater Day. And then, of course, depending on the weather and everything, it'll be Thursday afternoon through Monday, pretty much 10 or 11 in the morning until whenever it gets too dark. Again, we talked about the vending spaces. They're open Friday through Monday. Again, the city's been pretty effective at hopefully keeping the vendors between those days. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, make sure you come out and shop during Tater Day.
With the title Artisan's Market, you kind of classed it up a little
bit. Yeah. Well, we did that the first year because they were very specifically craft stuff. Okay. And obviously not everything is a craft item, but we're trying to make it feel like that space feel that it's not so much out of towners, you know, the circuit carnival runners. It's more of people who are trying to get local businesses off the ground, who are trying to do something small or follow a passion, right? And so we're trying to promote those people. And then of course the whole weekend we'll have a couch potato pet photo contest, and you can sign up for that on our Facebook page. And the money from that goes to the Humane Society and the Animal Shelter.
Nice.
We usually raise about $500 for each of them through that, mm-hmm. Which has been great.
It's a couch potato pet.
Yeah, so it's usually about your lazy pet. And so a lot of them take pictures on their couches and stuff like that, right? They try to do that. We have like a rotten tater, you know, one for the ones who look like they're tearing stuff up and whatnot. Yeah. So those are kind of our evergreen events that are happening all weekend. And I also like to mention that there's a dog Easter egg hunt on the 23rd of March. So it's the weekend before Tater Day. It's at 11 a.m. at the dog park, which is in the center of H.H. Lovett Park. Of course, Sunday is on Tater Day is Easter. So events are kind of getting shuffled around a little bit to accommodate for people going to Easter events and everything. And we'll get to that on Sunday when we get to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Starting Friday, right after school, pretty much, from 3:30 to 6:30 at the Children's Art Center here in Benton, we're doing the Benton Women's Club is going to be hosting a bingo event. So we're going to try to get that rolling, both help out with bringing people to the art center and seeing things, as well as getting the women's club involved and getting, you know, getting them some support and money from the event. And so hopefully that'll be fun. It leads right up into the demolition derby, which is at 7 at the park. So they're not competing. And if you get tired of vending or seeing some of the other activities, you can go hang out there, or then go hang out at the demolition derby. And then on Saturday, there's a few events from, I think it was 9 to 3. There is a
Rural Heritage.
Sorry, I forgot the name of it.
Tractor show.
Yep, tractor show over at JoJo's, which is below, down past the library. Mm-hmm. That's going to be old tractors, gas and propane equipment, stuff like that.
They did that last year.
Mm-hmm, it was really cool event. Like, it's crazy to see so many vehicles running and you don't hear nothing because they're all using, you know, like older styles of fuels and whatnot. So it's really interesting. And then there's also a classic auto show. So that's classic cars, classic motorcycles, just any kind of, you know, you want to showcase a car or anything. We're just trying to get an early event for people, for car show enthusiasts. That's at the 1050 Olive Street, which is back behind Benton First Baptist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's across the street from the playground of the elementary school.
Okay.
Right. So. That's from 12 to 4. So Saturday is all vehicle enthusiasts, right? Mm-hmm. Because then it ends in the afternoon with the Enduro Derby race, right? So
is that kind of like a demolition derby?
It's kind of, but then it's in a race format. Okay. So they wreck around and fight for positions, but they're trying to complete race laps, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Friday evening through Saturday evening is all car events, pretty much, or vehicle events. Of course, Sunday is typically when we have the dog show.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tater Day, or it's Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to they've decided to reschedule that for April 6th. Gotcha. So it's the following weekend, same times from 2 to 5 at the dog park at HH Lovett. So
the
pony pull.
Is it still going to be on Sunday?
It's still going to be on Sunday. Okay. Yep. So that is of course where the demolition derby and everything happens, up at the park, down on to the, like, closer to the football fields and stuff like that on the grass. They do a pony pull, which is smaller animals, obviously, but we had almost 200 people there watching last year. So it's we're starting to build that up. We had they had like 15 teams or something like that, and it's really fun because you get to be down there on the bleachers instead of like up in the stands. And so, like, when the horses jump and everything, all the kids are, like, you know, frightened and everything. It's really cute to be that close to the event, you know, and stuff like that. That starts at 2 p.m. and it'll run until they end. It usually takes about 2 or 3 hours. And then, of course, we have Monday, which is Tater Day. The pancake breakfast is at the I think that's a typo on our
okay.
page. Yeah, not a problem. I think it's still going to be at the Benton Elementary School.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a typo from the previous year's post. My apologies there. But so I'll fix that. So the pancake breakfast is going to be at the Benton Elementary School. It'll be from 7 to 10 a.m., which leads into the parade. The parade is obviously down Main and up Poplar, which starts at 11 and will end out Tater Day.
Okay.
So.
Is the Lions Club still going to be part of?
Yes. The Lions Club is still hosting the pancake breakfast.
All right. Well, I know that last year you did some different food things.
That was 2 years ago,
I think.
Yeah, last year the Lions Club. That was just coming back from COVID. I don't think they were prepared to start back up at the time, and now they got that ball rolling.
Good.
So, yeah. And, of course, we're working on adding more events. This is just the current list. I'm still interested in trying to get a list of, like, local bands together that might want to showcase their, you know, family friendly, obviously, but music, we might put the stage up somewhere and allow bands to play for a certain amount of hours. We're trying to, again, still expand on vendors. Just trying to, I'm working on having the cornhole tournament again. Just trying to figure out logistics there. We're just trying to keep building.
All right. We're talking with Drew Williams about all the things Tater Day and whenever we get back from our break, we'll let people know how they can reach out to you if they've got an idea or something like that. All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back on Coffee Call.